Can you hear me?
Yo, yeah, I can now.
Okay, yeah, I had my AirPods in and I disconnected, so it was all fucky. How's it going? Hello. Now I can't hear you. Jesus Christ. Mike?
Yo. Hello?
Third time's a charm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mike. Okay, I can
Yeah.
hear you. Is it still holding? Okay. All right. Jesus
No,
Christ.
can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I can hear you. Perfect.
Okay. All right. That was a little bit of a cluster. So how are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Well, another day. Another day. Sophia's birthday today, so everyone's a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sophia.
Okay, everyone else in the league listening, please say happy birthday. Thank you guys.
You get a new gaming chair? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, well, it's a new chair for the living room that I also utilize as a gaming chair, so yes.
Love that.
Because that other one was so wobbly because I've been absolutely gaming my balls off.
Yep. To be expected.
Yeah, so much needed to just slap that bad boy together last night.
Love that.
All right, so I think we just get right into this bad boy. We're going raw and uncut this week.
Love it.
Only have Mike on. Frank is going to see Santa today, and Drew is snowboarding. So, good news
Yeah.
is between all of us in this commissioner's office, no one has been badly injured snowboarding this year, so it should be a good day for Drew.
it should be a good day for him. He's got
Fingers
to take
crossed.
advantage of it because it's going to piss rain up there the next tonight and tomorrow. So
Damn, that's
that's never
brutal.
good.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, it's gonna be
Did
warm.
Drew send his picks? I only see Frank's.
No, so he's gonna have to send them at some point today.
Okay.
Good news is it's only four games. So I went back and my Word document got all messed up and reverted. So I had to listen to last week's podcast, and boy, was it hilarious how wrong we all were, pretty much, in regards to our picks and everything else. So we'll just go right into who snuck into the playoffs and who didn't. Number one seed, Frank CD's nuts, as expected. Number two seed, Sean Autonomatux got his win against Frank to secure his bye as well. So both on bye. Then Drew dropped from third seed to out of the playoffs.
Oof, you hate to see it.
You hate to see it. Mitch got the third seed. Jesse beat me and got the fourth seed. I do want to say, there's been a travesty in the league this year. My team finished second in points by more than 100 points. I put up the third most points in the league last week and I lost. Just how the whole season's gone. So we're going to talk about some changes, but that's for the off season. Fifth seed, Daddy Long Legs Alex, and sixth seed, Waddle Rockets Ryan. So those are the playoffs. The consolation bracket, Phil Rollins Socks has a bye. Mike, you have a bye.
Yep.
The third seed in the consolation is Drew. Congratulations on third seed of consolation from third seed of the league. I am the fourth seed. Elijah is the fifth seed, and Smoot is the sixth seed. So should be interesting. Just the four games this week with all the byes. And going into our picks last week, Frank was 2-4. Drew was 1-5. Mike, you were 3-3.
Ooh.
I was 1-5. Sean was the only one who did good. He was 4-2, so that goes with all the other guests that have been 4-2. I need to figure out who it was though, because my notes reverted back. I know that I have that Jesse was 4-2, and I think we had Smoot, I believe, was 4-2, and then we had one more that was 4-2. So we have
Probably Jesse.
probably Jesse. Yeah, it was Jesse. So we have a cluster at the for the guest pick championship. I don't know how we're going to do that, but we'll work on it. Overall records, Mike, with your week last week, you took the lead. You're
Let's
48 and
go.
36. Frank, second place, one game back, 47 and 37. I am now 41-43. I went under 500, and Drew still bad, 38-46. Wow. So a lot of potential. Yeah, a lot of movement last week. New leader, Mike, you just have to hang on for dear life now at this point to get the dinner. We will roll right into these picks. We're going to start in the consolation bracket.
Okay, love
we
that.
Will start with the, let's see, the toilet bowl game, the 9 versus 12 seed, Drew 09 versus Smoot. Smoot is the 12 seed. Drew got a lot of points yesterday. There was NFL football yesterday, which I forgot about until yesterday morning. So sorry for the podcast coming out late. Drew had Colts defense 15 points, Hawkinson 9 points, Sutton 9.6, Montgomery 9.2, and Russell Wilson 17.5. So he didn't do anything crazy, but he did get a lot of points in the hand. Smoot's got a lot of points in the bush, though. He got 11 from Jay Jettas, who came back after going to the ER last week. Yeah. It was hilarious. Last week's podcast, we were yelling at Smoot to put Jay Jettas in his lineup so he could get the win, and he played like 3 plays and then went to the emergency room.
You hate to see it.
That's just how Smoot's season has gone. He got 6 points from Greg Joseph, the kicker, and 6 points from Lions defense. This is a classic toilet bowl game, I think, first to 100 wins. Bijan had a decent week last week. I think he had like 17 points. Cooper Kupp has been coming on a little bit.
Yep.
Drew's team doesn't look great. Smoot's team doesn't look great. Patty Mahomes playing Patriots defense. They got a good D. You can say that about them. He's also, Smoot is starting 2 Houston Texans running backs, which is just not where you want to be. He's got Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce. Also, I think CJ Stroud's not playing. I don't think I don't think that helps the run game like Smoot might think.
Case Keenum, baby.
Yeah, I mean, Davis Mills.
No, it's Case Keenum. I just saw it on the thing.
Wow, they're not even playing Davis Mills?
No.
All right, well, yeah. I mean, listen, I don't want to pick Drew for this, but I got to go Drew. I just think that Smoot's team is in kind of a bad spot, and they might be in the last place game next week. So, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Drew's got some good points already. 17 out of Russ is okay. 15 out of Colts D is kind of insane.
Yeah, I'll take
that. Why is he playing? Is that Taj? What's that guy's name? Tajay Spears.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know.
Is Derrick Henry hurt?
He was banged up last week, but he played. So I don't know the situation on that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Drew. But I'm going to also have to roll with Drew this week. I just like his team better versus Smoot. The two Texans running backs play is interesting. But I like Cole Kmet, but I'm going to go with Drew this week.
Smoot's got the old Texans running back stack, except that stack means that if one does well, the other simply it's impossible for the other one to do well. So
they both snap. We'll see what happens.
I guess you never know. So Frank sent his picks over. Who did he pick?
Let's see. He picked Drew as well.
All right. I love it. So let's go to the next consolation bracket game, which is my game. We have, let's see, Kamishus Coxman versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers, the 11 seed. Elijah got a lot of points yesterday. However, he played Justin Herbert, who did not play. So that hurts him, but he did get 26 from Addison, 14 from Deontay. So he's not.
Look at his bench. Farm. Goff got him 31 on his bench. Oh my God.
That would have secured him the win and no last place. All you have to do is win one consolation game. I mean, listen, my team snapped last week and lost. The good news is if I'm playing Elijah this week and my team snaps again, I will not lose. So pretty simple for me. I'm picking myself here. I mean, listen, I have the second best team in the league. Statistically, there is no possible way I can finish in last, right?
It's been said before.
There's just simply no possible way that I finish in last and score second most points league. There's just absolutely no way that'll happen for sure, 100%. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball here. Elijah and your bench, they're all banged up.
Yep.
A simple fact that Elijah just started Justin Herbert when he's got Goff. I mean, I think that pretty much puts the nail in the coffin, knock on wood. But I'm going to have to pick you this week just because you didn't even play a quarterback.
This is an example of why we need a set last place punishment.
Just not paying attention. The season's not over.
That's what I'm saying. I think if we had an actual punishment, that was reasonable that people would do, I think he probably wouldn't have had that oversight. So that's something we need to really lock in this offseason as well.
It's not Astat still?
No one's done it except Drew. I've been on the record that I would do it.
Who are the people that need to step up to the plate?
I mean, like, a lot of people have finished last since then. So I don't know. I would have to go back and look. But I'm on the record that I would do it, which is an unfortunate spot for me because I am in the consolation bracket and I am the only person who's on record that would do it. So I better not finish last. Who did Frank pick?
I think Frank picked you as well.
Great.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you don't like to see it. All right, let's go into these playoff games. We're going to go to the 4-5 matchup. Mr. Jeffers beat me last week. Congratulations. You had a great game. You beat the second best team in the league. That's something to be proud of no matter what happens the rest of the playoffs. Versus Daddy Longlegs, the 5 seed, both 8-6 teams. Jesse got 20 from Gardner Minshew yesterday. You love to see a Gardner Minshew playoff payoff for you. Alex got 5.8 from Eckler. You don't like to see that, but he got 15 from Jacoby Myers, 9.8 from Michael Pittman. Jesse also got 9 from Evan McPherson. Listen, I think it's crazy this is a playoff matchup because I don't really love either of these teams. This is a Bush versus Hand. Jesse's got more in the hand with less players playing, so I'm just going to make it that simple for me. I'm going to go Jesse. So, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's team is good. I played him 2 weeks ago. He put up serious points. Last week, his team put up serious points. Mm-hmm. His team's just getting hot at the right time. I mean, Derrick Henry's, I think, has like 4 or 5 touchdowns the last 2 weeks, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Same with Kamara, Debo as well. Like, his team's just getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to roll with him this week.
All right. And I'm guessing Frank did the
but
same.
But I like Alex's team a lot. Don't get me wrong. DK.
Great season for the long legs. Great season. Yeah,
great season. But Jesse's team is just so hot right now.
Yeah. I'm guessing Frank did the same.
Frank took Jesse. Jesus Christ.
So we have no differences. Maybe this last matchup, Mitch's versus the Waddle Rockets. And before we get into it, I'm going to pee my pants. So I will edit this out. Mike, give me 30 seconds.
You got it.
I actually might not edit this out. We'll see.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Just go solo for a minute here, bud.
Okay, I'll start us off here, B. We got Waddle Rockets versus Mitch's Bitches here, people. Okay? It's the classic 7-3 seed. All right, Ryan's got 43.9 points. Mitch's Bitches got 32.2. Mitch already got 24 from Gibbs. That's crazy. Jamar got hurt, only 8.4 there. Ryan got 20 points from Amon-Ra St. Brown and 23.2 from, is that Tyson Chandler? That's crazy. He popped yesterday. I don't know. Both these teams are really good. Ryan's got DeAndre, Kyron Williams, who's been snapping, and Waddle. Mitch has Justin Fields, James Cook, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Likely. I don't know. I like Ryan this week in this one. And Butch, it's going to be your turn when we get back, baby.
All right, perfect timing, Mike. That's what us in the industry call that a big B broadcaster play by you. Phenomenal filibuster.
Thank you.
Phenomenal P time by me. Did you pick the game?
I did pick the game. I gave a quick, astute analysis, and yes. I picked Ryan.
Okay. I love it. So I need to make up some ground here. I think these are both two really good teams, both definitely competitors. You would have liked to have seen Jamar Chase get more. Ryan had two big performances.
Crazy out of Chandler, I was saying. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fact that he even played him, nuts, just smart play. Listen, in my heart, I think that Ryan's going to win, and it is always fuck Mitch, but I need to get some differences here, man. So I'm going to go Mitch, as a little bit of a Hail Mary. Who did Frank go with?
Frank went with Ryan as well.
All right, I love that. I love that. We'll see who Drew goes if and when he sends his picks in. If he doesn't, he's pretty much eliminated anyways, but that'll be the nail in the coffin. All right, last match. Oh, no, that's all the men. Is that all?
That's
men?
It. That's all. Right. That's all of them. That's four.
Wow. All right, that was fast. So we'll go down to our we'll go down to our gambling picks here. I picked the Colts +2.5 versus the Bengals. That did not hit. The Bengals stayed hot. I talked shit on Jake Browning the entire podcast last week, and He did it again.
Came back to bite you in the ass.
He did it again. So I'm now 4-8-1. Drew picked Eagles +3. Ooh, tough. Drew's now 4-8.
That's tough.
You know, are the Eagles losing it at the wrong time? Some would say yes. We'll see.
Well, you like to lose now than later in the season.
You would, but they also did that last week, and then they did it again, both in borderline embarrassing fashion. So not great. People forget the Browns beat the 49ers this year. The Eagles didn't.
Wow.
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker.
Beat the 49ers.
Jesus Christ.
P.J. Walker better than Jalen Hurts? I don't know. Maybe they should sign him. He's a free agent.
What was my gambling pick last week?
You picked the Lions Bears over 43, which I believe hit.
No, I don't think it did. Let me check though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get a little eyes on that.
What was it? 43?
43.
Yeah, that did not hit.
Did not hit, unfortunately.
41. Went to 41 points.
Brutal. So you are 4-6-1.
That's Frankie not good.
Frankie had a 3-touchdown score parlay.
Did not hit.
Did not hit. So Frank is 3-4. The Shonfidence Kaiser parlay, I think maybe did hit.
I wish I took that because I think it did hit too.
I think it hit. I'm just going to say yes. It was over 39.5, OBJ over 40 yards, Zay Flowers over 3 catches, Keaton Mitchell over 59.5 rushing yards. I don't know if that last one hit, but I'm going to just say yes, it did. Good work, Kaiser, helping to put yourself through college. So, Mike, what do you got this week for me? Anything good? I'm going to pull up the lines.
I'm looking at the lines right now. Right. I mean, the Chiefs could easily put 40 on the Patriots today. The over-under is 37.
The Patriots' defense is solid, though, but the Patriots also didn't they score, like, a shitload of points last week?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, didn't they just recently win a game big?
I can't remember.
Dude, I need you on this. You're my Patriots guy.
I know. I just can't remember for some reason. The season's been so bland.
Yeah. Kind of all blurs together, huh?
I mean, we beat the Steelers by 3.
No. 1 point. Didn't you score like 28 points or something recently?
No.
Nah, I must have dreamt that. I don't know why I thought that was
we
true.
Beat the, back when we beat the Bills, they put up 30.
That was a long time ago, though, huh?
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, I have my pick. This almost feels a little weird to me that this is the pick, so it makes me a little nervous. But it's going to be the Atlanta Falcons -3 at the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Carolina's not good. There's really nothing more you can say about it. They're bad. I mean, I don't think the Falcons are great, but they should be better than 3 points against the Panthers. So that feels like a really good pick to me, which means it almost definitely will not hit. Have you had a chance to peruse those lines, Mike?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. These games are all kind of like fucking weird. Up. These are weird lines.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Jets beat the Dolphins earlier in the season? No. Who did they beat earlier in the season?
They beat the Bills week 1.
Wow. And then we got Tommy DeVito. Is he the truth?
No.
No, he's not. I'm gonna take the Titans -3 at home versus the Texans.
Yeah, I mean the Titans have been looking a little bit better recently, and the Texans have seemingly no players healthy. So that seems like a great pick, but I guess we'll see. I also have them at -3.5.
Okay. Whatever you see.
You still want that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
They'll probably win by 3, but
yeah, we'll probably win by 3. Man, this is like a 10-minute podcast, huh?
Cake.
Easy money. You know, Mike, that was that performance, that filibuster performance by you. That might be vice commissioner worthy while, you know, playoff week.
Hey, Drew's
snowboarding.
First time I had to do something like that, you know?
Yeah, Drew's snowboarding in the rain on playoff week. So who's more dedicated to the league? I don't know. Tough to say.
People are going to start talking.
Listen, all we can do is, you know, just keep doing what we're doing. The people will say what they will say. So
exactly. Good point. Great pod.
Thank you. Phenomenal pod, brother. Have a great Sunday. Everyone else, enjoy your week. Good luck in the playoffs. And expect some major changes next year to the format because
wow. Cliffhanger.
This is bullshit. We will vote. Unfortunately, I don't have as much power as I would like. We will vote, but
cliffhanger.
Change is coming if everyone approves.
See you next week.
All right. See you.
Bye.
You know, man.